This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and it's a sign that we've seen everywhere, but it's backwards. We're going to get into that a little bit. It's the egg sign at Fleming Farm, and they do an amazing job with many things. And we're going to get into that this morning with Nevin, who is a multi-generational farmer over at Fleming Farm. And he is the president slash owner slash whatever needs to get done, because that's how farms work. So, Nevin, thank you for joining me today.
Well, I'm thrilled to do it. So, sounds like fun.
So, you know, give us a little history about the farm, if you will. It's been there a while.
Okay, well, great-grandparents bought it in 1907. They emigrated from Germany, and it's gone through many, many changes since then. Used to be a few vegetables, cut firewood, tobacco, stuff like that. In the mid-30s, probably thereabouts, Grandpa was growing some cows, probably had 12 cows, a couple of horses. And at that point, dairies either had to get bigger or go out of business. And most other dairies got more cows. He decided to go into chickens. And rumor had it that was the end of Fleming Farm, because you can't make any money in chickens. Well, he did. So it stuck around. Eventually, my brother and I took it over from him. Well, from my grandma, because he had passed. And we rapidly learned that growing just eggs, you were losing money. So we inched into organic vegetables. And I remember the first day we made $26 selling veggies. And we were like, wow, that's great. So eventually it turned into around 10 acres of organic vegetables. And that worked for a while. Then we turned out not to be making money in that. My brother and I were great partners and hardworking farmers, but an accountant friend of ours, we started losing money year after year. The accountant friend sat us down and made us count our money, and we saw that everything we were doing with food was sort of a losing proposition. So I had my daughter at ballet class, it was many years ago, and overheard two moms talking, and one said to the other, "Where are you sending your kids to camp next summer?" And that kind of rang in my head, and we created a summer camp, and that and the petting zoo. We're more in the education and entertainment business now than actual farming, but it's paying the bills, and it's making a lot of people happy, and it's preserving Fleming Farm.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one thing. You know, farming has a rich history in this area, and if people don't know from the history of farming, they're definitely not going to follow suit into farming. So the fact that you're able to provide that history and the lessons to let people understand that, you know, chicken, eggs, and beef or whatever farm thing it is, isn't all growing in a field. It's a lifestyle.
Yes, it is. It's 24/7, and you got to love it. There are days it gets tough and you wonder, what am I doing? But it's what I do. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. And, you know, I started the egg sign being backwards. That wasn't an accident per se.
Not per se. We had a dear friend that used to help us around the farm, big projects, building fences or greenhouses, whatever. And he was an artist, always did big, weird sculptures and art. He's had stuff on display at Wadsworth Athenaeum. He's certainly not world famous, but he used to live in the area. He moved to Staten Island, came back for a long weekend one time, and while walking by the chicken coop, he said, "I want to put something up there." And we was like, "Yeah, okay, Carl, we're busy. Have a ball." A couple days later, he invited us into the woodworking shop, where there was a big sign that said eggs, 4-foot by 8-foot letters saying eggs. And we were like, oh, that's really cool, but zoning will never let us put up a sign that big. So everybody's bummed out. Somebody finally said, well, what if we put it up backwards and called it artwork?
I love that.
We did that. We did that. But zoning came around within a few days and asked us to take it down. We didn't do that. They came out months later and came across my brother, Nord, my partner, time, and said, "Hi, we're from Simsbury Zoning. We came out to ask you to take that sign on your barn down." He looks at a different barn where it says Flamick Farm and says, "That's been there forever. Why that?" And they said, no, that one's okay, even though likely we never got a permit for that one either. I'm probably getting in trouble by saying this, but oh well. And they said, no, that one's okay. The one that says eggs, and he looks over at the eggs art, looks back at them, stares at the eggs art for a moment, turns back to them and says, "I don't know where you went to school, but where I went to school, that does not say eggs." And he walked away. It's been there ever since.
Yeah. All New England ingenuity, getting it done one way or another.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Yep.
I mean, and you said you guys have kind of had to branch out from the farming, the traditional, if you will, farm, and you guys do events, you do field trips. I've been there many times with my children for field trips. We've done the hay rides. And one thing coming up, it's a little bit away, but this time of the year, everything goes ridiculously fast. Santa and Mrs. Claus are coming to visit the farm.
Yes, they are. And we used to do a breakfast with Santa where I would cook 500 scrambled eggs a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd do three or four seatings of 50 or so people. And it was a lovely thing, but I don't want to scramble 500 eggs a day anymore. So we've turned it into visits, which is a much simpler thing, much less expensive. I think tickets are $10. We schedule, times so we don't have 1,000 people at the farm at one time. And they get to come tour the place, see all the animals, visit with them, and go in and see Santa. So
that's awesome. And I mean, one thing, you are a farm. You do grow things. You still have the chickens. It's been a weird year from what I'm feeling. How has it been farming this year?
Well, it was my little vegetable garden, which is, little compared to the 10 acres. It's hard to scale back. But it was a terrible year for trying to grow stuff. I had stuff just rot in the garden in raised beds, which in theory should drain. But my basil rotted. When your basil rots, yuck, it's a bad year.
Not the basil.
So farming wise, I thank God I was not trying to grow organic veggies this year. It would have been a tough one with all that rain.
And we had a lot of rain at the worst time, I feel.
Yep. Well, we've switched. My wife has come up. She does weddings in a far field now. We put up a tent. And to get there, you have to drive down an old dirt road, and that dirt road was turning into mud, so we spread wood chips on it, and then more wood chips and deeper wood chips just to make it passable for the cars. And the job I'm doing right now today is scraping those wood chips off because they turn into the slipperiest mud you ever did see. So rebuilding the road, that's my mission today.
And see, that's what I said at the beginning. You're not just the owner, the president, you're the man that has to get everything done because that's what farm life is like. And, when you have those field trips or the kids come to visit Santa over the years, have you seen more of a interest in farming in the agriculture area by the youth?
That's a good one.
I'm allowed one per show, so you're clear for the rest of it.
That's all right. There are, as far as volumes of people interested, the people that come here are, want to see a farm. A lot of them have been exposed to it for the first time. Remember one little kid raising his hand asking my wife a question about the ducks. And he said, "Why ain't they going quack?" because they weren't saying quack, quack. But so people get exposed to stuff. They see it in a lot of the field trips. We try to lecture about, the concepts of farming and organic farming and carbon sequestration by growing things the right way and all that good stuff. So we try to plug a lot of educational stuff in. So whether they want it or not, we try to educate them about it. People are starting to get it. I sense, when we phased out of vegetables, before we got into vegetables, Stop and Shop, et cetera, had carrots, potatoes, and maybe green beans or cabbage. And then they saw local farmers producing quite a variety of wonderful vegetables, then they dramatically upgraded their produce section. It wasn't necessarily organic or locally grown, but people could all of a sudden get anything they wanted anytime. And that's when our veggie business started fading and had to evolve into the education and entertainment. But all those happened by sort of, I call them signs from God or the universe, whatever you want to call that major source of energy, would give us a hint as to, here's something you could do. For instance, the Halloween hayrides. I was living down the street with a cousin. My brother was on duty that night, so he drives by with a team of horses doing a hayride. It was getting on towards fall. So my cousin said, hey, we ought to do some kind of Halloween hayride. And that was the light bulb that got that going, and that evolved. We did it for 35 years. COVID shut us down last year, and we realized how stressful that was to put on, so we didn't try to venture into it again this year. We did a simpler Halloween walk through the petting zoo and get scared. But the evolution has always been from some little sign that, hey, you know, this isn't working. Maybe you should try this. So I just pay attention, do it. Here we are.
And it seems to have been working. I mean, the farm's been operating for 100 plus years. It's an amazing place. You know, if people want more information and whereabouts are you guys, how could we get that to them?
All right. The name of the farm is Flamig Farm, www.flamigfarm.com. Or Google backwards egg sign, West Simsbury. That'll get you there. And or a petting zoo, where, you know, Google will show us up in a lot of ways. But West Simsbury, Connecticut, backwards egg sign. And we're open probably till Thanksgiving-ish with their petting zoo, and then the weather just gets so cold and nasty, so we'll be closing that. We will do our visits with Santa, and then open again probably in April.
Well, Nevin, I appreciate you taking some time to join me this morning. It's an amazing place. I suggest everyone get out there. I mean, just to, you know, take the selfie with the giant backwards egg sign. It'll probably be the correct way in the picture. And it's art. So, you know, you're two birds, one stone.
It's a beautiful thing.
Who would have thought when the sign went up that selfies would be a thing, and when you actually took your picture now, the sign would almost be the correct way.
Oh, that was the plan all along.
Well, foreshadowing, it's an amazing place. Nevin, I appreciate you taking some time today to talk to me. Hopefully we can get some people out there, get some people registered for a visit with Santa, because great things like this happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.